Org. And we got an update now on some of the things that we talked about. She's online with us right now. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Pleasure to be here.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate your time this morning. I wanted to follow up on the legislation we talked about that was introduced to Congress that would give Americans protection against these unforeseen medical expenses. What's happening with that?
Well, it's exciting. There's a lot of positive momentum on the Senate floor, and it's time where this bill called the Healthcare Price Transparency Act is being considered to be put into this next COVID stimulus bill. And you could say, what does it do? Well, it's a big win for the American public and consumers of healthcare should this get passed into law. And we need it now more than ever in this time of COVID crisis. You know, so many Americans have or have known somebody who has been blindsided by devastating medical debt. And why is it? It's because we're blind to know prices before we get care. And then we're expected to pay with a blank check, whatever hospitals choose to charge us. Well, you know, we need to know what we're going to get and at what cost. And this bill makes hospitals and insurance companies show us the prices before we get care so that we can shop. And once consumers can be in control of our healthcare decisions, we know we'll shop for the best quality of care at the lowest possible price. But we can only do that when we see prices. And at no cost to the taxpayer, this can be done and implemented in these coming weeks as Congress goes to pass this next economic stimulus package.
Why don't we have price transparency already? I mean, we know what the price is for everything that we buy, whether it's real estate, an automobile, or a can of beans at the grocery store. Why don't we know what healthcare costs?
Well, you know, you're exactly right. Why don't we know? Well, you know, the healthcare system, hospitals and insurance companies, and many middle players, and even private equity and pharma, these are the biggest lawyers and lobbyists in Washington keeping status quo, which is keeping us in the dark as consumers. Well, what happens when we aren't in control? Runaway costs, runaway prices, price gouging, outrageous, outrageous bills. And this can all change because when the consumers are empowered, and we have to do it through law, but we're going to be fighting these big powers of the lobbyists and lawyers that are lining campaign finances and lining the streets of Washington and the Zooms and the telephone calls right now trying to protect their special interests. Well, you know what? We all have a voice, and we as consumers, our voice matters. And that's why I founded patientrightsadvocate.org so that all Americans could go to our website, click on a button, and write our senators and ask them, please make this happen. Please come on to this bill. So we're looking for Senator Peters and Stabenow to come on to this bill, but more importantly, ask Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer to put it into law in this next package so that all of us could see prices as early as January of next year. It would be transformative, a huge savings to all Americans. At no cost to the taxpayer.
Do you think that having it as part of the next round of stimulus incentives is going to help or hurt its chances of passage?
Oh, I think it would help its chances of passage because there's no cost. We don't have to spend any money, and yet it would be a tremendous benefit because when you can see prices, like Oklahoma Surgical Center, for instance, has been posting their prices online for over 12 years. Employers that actually get to send their employees there and use direct primary care docs that post their prices online, well, they're already saving for their workers 30 to 50% each year on what they were paying previously with insurance coverage. So when we could see prices post online, why wouldn't all Americans want to benefit the same and benefit with a 30 to 50% savings in healthcare? That's money in our pocket. That's wages being higher. That's legacy for our children and families and a big economic stimulus for our economy.
Cynthia, where can people get more information about what we've been talking about here this morning?
PatientRightsAdvocates.org. And they can click on a button use your voice, and please ask for it to be passed in this next stimulus package, the Healthcare Price Transparency Act.
All right. Cynthia, appreciate your time again this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. And let's celebrate when we get this into law.
All right. We'll talk then. Take care.